a speakerphone call with God. Meditation. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, University of Healing at Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of our meditation is A Speakerphone Call with God. Yes. Now, let's change that and make it a speakerphone call as God. Oh, my. Do we talk to ourselves very often? A whole lot. We're always talking to ourselves. We're always sharing with ourselves the things that we think are important. We're always sharing with ourselves the things that we think are delightful and wonderful and charming and uplifting. We're always sharing these things with ourselves. And as we share these things with ourselves, do you know what happens? Well, we are listening. Now, we all are familiar with speakerphones. A speakerphone is a phone that has a loudspeaker on it, and you don't have to hold the telephone to your ear as you're talking, because the speakerphone has a speaker that speaks to you and a microphone outside the telephone that picks up your voice and carries it back to whomever you're speaking to. Now think about it. Think about it. A speakerphone call as God. Now, have you ever said to yourself, "Oh, hush, stop acting so silly"? Have you ever said to yourself, "My, you look gorgeous, you look wonderful, oh my, you look so good, I could just see you." And have you ever said to yourself, "What a handsome man you are"? Or have you ever said to yourself, "What a beautiful woman you are. Wow, when you walk out of this house, everyone's going to look at you and say, wow, there goes that beautiful chick. My goodness sakes." Have you ever said that? You see, you're having a talk with yourself. You're having a speakerphone conversation, a speakerphone call as God with yourself. Now, it would be a good idea for us to do this often. Make this a habit. You look in the mirror and say, "Hi, God. Hi, beautiful. Hi, handsome. How are you? Oh, my goodness, you look good. You look so happy. You look so healthy." Don't look at the bags under your eyes. Don't look at the receding hairline. Don't look at the other things, all the happy frown lines on the side of your heads, the happy lines, the frown lines, whatever you want to call them. You know, don't look at them. Just look at the charisma. Look at the sparkle. Look at the shine of your eyes. Look at the light of your smile. That's what everyone else sees. Everyone else sees your frown or your smile. They don't see your face. Now, just for instance, take a dozen movie stars, and they're famous ones. They're really good ones. And just line their faces up one by one, and how do they look? If you were to choose that person to be a friend, would you choose that particular face? Without knowing anything about the person's background, would you choose that particular face to be your friend? Quite likely not. Because some of them are very strong, some of them are very cold-looking, some of them are very hard-looking, and some of them are very loving. But when you look at the person, and you just look at their physical face, their outlook, you sometimes think to yourself, "My goodness, how did they ever become a movie star?" And then you go see their movies, and you see how they can enter into the character that they're portraying, how they enter into the attitude that they have. Now, if you were to say to all these movie stars that you've got their heads all lined up there, "Okay, give me your most winning smile. Give me your most happy attitude of mind. Give me the feeling that you're wonderful and you're fantastic, you're glorious. Give me the feeling when you're the most happy person in the universe for some reason. Just give me that feeling." And so each one turns on their charismatic being, and we look at them and we say, wow, all that power, all that dynamite, all that, wow, fireworks indeed, beyond imagination. Yes. And so it is. You see, we have a speakerphone, and we have that speakerphone call as God with ourselves. Now, How is ourself as God shining forth out of our face, out of our body? Is God shining forth out of our body as perfect health? That's what God is, you know. Is God shining forth out of our face as a smile, as the feeling of absolute joy, the feeling of contentment, the feeling of wisdom, the feeling of someone that you'd really like to know? Is God squeaking out the cracks of our being, shining forth out of this body that we have sort of told that is not so good? Yes, it is. The divine in us is always shining out. The divine in us is always there, is always saying, look at me, I think it's wonderful, I'm a happy, happy, happy people. And the divine in us really doesn't say, look at me. It doesn't care if anybody looks or not. It just is happy. Have you been happy a lot of times when you didn't care if anybody saw you or not, when you were had a happy thought, you're all by yourself and you had this happy thought, and you said, wow, yes, 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 or revelation that comes to you of some wonderful knowledge, and you say, wow, yes, 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 yes. And so, you see, these are, when your speakerphone is turned on, and the divine in you is shouting out, yes, 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 yes. And the divine in you is saying, yes, life is wonderful, life is great. And we hear it. We hear it. We know it. We feel it. We are it. And it is so great. It's so wonderful. We just cannot conceive of ourselves being any other way. Well, you know, this is how we listen to that speakerphone. We don't need to have the phone to our ear. It's in our head, it's in our being, it's in our whole attitude. And when we walk down the street, people look at us and say, that's a nice person. Or they look at us and say, I wonder what his problems are. That person must have a lot of problems. He looks so downcast, so twisted over and bent. That person, oh my goodness, it's really a shame. Well, you see, that's what we do. We outwardly shine out what we believe about ourselves. Now, I believe about myself that I'm a lovely, wonderful, desirable person. I believe about you that you are a lovely, wonderful, desirable person, because I see you as my reflection. And whatever I believe about myself, that's it. Now, I see peace on earth throughout the entire universe. And it began with me. I see peace on earth because that peace is my reflection, and it is everywhere as my reflection. I can look anywhere, anywhere at all, it doesn't matter, and I will see my reflection. And I look at what people find sometimes distressing, and I look there, and I only find good. I only find peace. They say, you're crazy. And I say, no, I'm not. I'm a happy guy. Come on, join me. Look and see what I see. Do you see what I see? And when you see what I see, you will see a world filled with love, harmony, peace, because that's what I am inside myself. You'll see a world filled with joyful people, with people who like themselves. That's what I see, because that's what's inside of me. You'll see a world filled with abundance, good health, right relations in every way, because that's what I see. That's what's inside of me. Now, where do you stand on this road to goodness, this road to wonder, this road to listening to your own inner speakerphone? Where do you stand? I listen to my speakerphone 99 and 99/100 of the time of my entire life. You say, well, why not all of it? Well, there is a little teensy-weensy moment that I forget sometimes. Not often. I'm working on that. And pretty soon it'll be 100%. But I don't get angry at myself because I slip here and there. I only get happy with myself when I find my way. When I listen to that inner voice, that inner being of my divine self. And I listen to that speakerphone loud and clear, telling me all is good, all is beautiful, and all is wonderful. Join me. Listen to your speakerphone too. I know you do. But listen to... Well, that's it. Tune in to the truth of yourself. Tune in to the truth of yourself, and the truth is all good. Tune in today just like I do, because I see you tuning in. Have a wonderful day. And know, I love you. I love you. I love you.